Blackstone Audio presents Pretty Jane and the Viper of Kidbrook Lane, a true story of Victorian law and disorder by Paul Thomas Murphy. This book is read by Tim Gerard Reynolds. Preface. Jane Maria Clouson, the subject of this book, lived her short life in the middle of the long reign of Queen Victoria, the subject of my last book. The greater separation between the obscurity of the first and the renown of the second, in their day and in ours, could hardly be imagined. Queen Victoria, during her lifetime, was the world's most recognized human being. Since her death, no woman has been the subject of more biographies. Jane, on the other hand, lived in utter obscurity. A Deptford working-class child who spent most of the last third of her unassuming life performing the unceasing and lonely duties of a maid-of-all-work. Nothing that she did, nothing that happened to her, brought her any public attention whatsoever. Nothing, that is, until April 26, 1871, when she was found attacked and horribly disfigured on a quiet country lane outside of Greenwich. From the moment of that discovery to the moment of her death a week later, and for months afterward, with the investigation into her death and the trial of her alleged killer, the British public was enthralled with Jane Clouson. But after that, she was quickly forgotten. Or rather, she was almost forgotten. I first heard about Jane Maria Clouson 4 years ago, as I was making a tour of the major archives.